And following NPR, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. The state of Tennessee is out this week with more positive economic news. For example, the number of Tennesseans launching new businesses has now risen for 22 consecutive quarters. University of Tennessee economist William Fox notes that and other healthy numbers in the latest Tennessee Quarterly Business and Economic Indicators report. Fox told journalists this week that year-over-year new business filings are up nearly 7%, sales tax revenue is up well over 6%, and unemployment is the lowest the state's ever recorded at 3.6%.
The growth rates have been very steady, very strong, consistently over 6% every quarter on a year-over-year basis. Really good signal of sustained growth.
Dr. Fox says that one of the most striking features of the current business climate is the benefits are being felt widely.
We've seen that through much of the state, and we've seen it across a pretty wide range of industries. The fastest growing industry in the most recent data being construction.
Fox conceded, however, that there are still a significant number of Tennesseans who aren't doing as well as the positive numbers suggest.
It is true that we do have workers, a noticeable share, who are working part-time and would rather work full-time, or workers who feel they're underemployed.
If you'd like to review the state's Tennessee Quarterly Business and Economic Indicators Report, you'll find a link to it with this story at WMOT.org. And that's local news for this hour. WMOT News is a service of the Center for Innovation in Media, part of the College of Media and Entertainment here at Middle Tennessee State.